Hey, everybody. This is episode 100. So we're really excited about that. It might not be the episode 100 you're thinking of, because we kind of realized that while 100 episodes is interesting, I think it's a bigger milestone to actually complete 100 songs. So we're pushing back our 100th episode celebration for after our 100th song. That gives us a chance to, we're working on something really big to try to put together, and it's a little time consuming, so we're still working on that. Plus it gives you a chance to call us up with your enjoyment of the show, or your thanks, or your whatever you want to say to us. You call us up at 302-72-WEIRD, and we'll be playing that for the 100th episode too. We're just trying to build something that's going to be really interesting, and I think you guys will enjoy it. It's just taking a little bit more time than we thought, but we still want to plow through some of these songs. So it's not the 100th you were expecting necessarily, but hopefully something bigger is coming in the future. Thank you very much for listening, and now listen to this song.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woo-hoo! You're doing the whistle song or something like that?
Woody, 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 woo, woo.
What is that?
I don't know. I got nothing.
Is that like Minnie the Moocher?
Something. It was trying to do yabba dabba yabba dabba dabba doo now, but in woos.
Woo, 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 woo.
Okay, it didn't work. Just so now you can't. Go ahead and cut that, Charlie. Now it has to stay in.
Well, now that you want it to stay in, it might not stay in.
See? Ah, boo.
Okay, so Bedrock Anthem. From Alapalooza, October 5th, 1993. It was released as a single on November 12th, 1993. The B-side to the single was Young, Dumb, and Ugly.
Was it ever?
Yeah. It was also on the soundtrack to the 1994 hit film, The Flintstones.
Oh, I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah. I actually was kind of surprised it was. Like, I remember looking at that soundtrack for some reason and be like, hey, Weird Al song's in here, even though it's like a year old and has nothing to do with the movie. It also played, a snippet of it played in the credits of the movie.
It has something to do with the movie.
Actually, it does.
Yeah.
It has more to do with the movie than... Ooh. It should.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stories later.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's a parody of Red Hot Chili Pepper as Under the Bridge and Give It Away.
Right?
Give It Away,
Give
It Away.
Second dual parody song.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Al says that he watched over 100 episodes of the original show to catch himself back up with the characters so he could write the song. Which makes sense because
dedication.
There's a lot of lyrics in this
song. That's before Netflix.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, he probably, since he already had permission, I'm sure he got permission from Warner Brothers. I didn't even look at that. Or who does?
Hanna-Barbera.
Hanna-Barbera, that's what I meant. So, I mean, like, they're using clips of it in the show.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I'm sure he had library access.
I'm sure, yeah.
For that stuff. But, yeah. So, what do you think?
It was good. Not great. It was amusing.
See, there's something about this song that I do not like.
Okay.
And watching the video again, I watched the video and the parody in the video is almost perfect, but almost so perfect in a way that like it's hard to even talk about. He's like, yep, he's doing the thing Flea's doing.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. He's doing the thing Anthony did.
Yep.
Yep.
Like, the original video is so weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so I mean, Al takes it up a notch.
Yes.
A couple
he
of times.
Adds weird
we'll
stuff.
We'll talk about the video a little bit, but it definitely, rewatching the video made me appreciate the video a little bit more as a artistic expression kind of thing. If you don't count Christmas at Ground Zero, this is Weird Al's first video.
He directed
as a director.
Okay.
So that's cool. And he does a really good job of it.
Yeah.
But there's almost like, it's almost so good that you're just like, yeah, okay.
I think what you mean is like the original video was so bizarre. There's not a whole lot you can do with it to make it funny. Everyone was like funny in a not on purpose way.
It's like, well, and I guess what I'm so I got sidetracked there for a moment. I appreciate the video more than I remember it.
Uh-huh.
The song still just really annoys me for some reason.
Okay.
Like, and I don't know what it is. Maybe it's like Gilligan's Isle.
Okay.
You know, where I'm just like, I don't care.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like...
You didn't like the Flintstones? Whatever. Not a big fan of the Flintstones?
The Flintstones were okay.
Yeah.
But it wasn't... Right. It was it didn't make any sense when it came out. Even with the movie, it didn't make any sense. Like, it made me go, why is Weird Al doing that?
All right.
I have the answer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, answer your own question then.
Yes. Weird Al was looking for a song, wanted to do Red Hot Chili Peppers song, but also wanted to do something with the Flintstones. He realized that they were making a live action movie of the Flintstones to come out in 1994. So he decided to be ahead of the game. And so his 1993 album has a Flintstones song on it.
Okay.
Because he thought it would pop with the culture. Maybe okay. It would be a little early, but it would pop.
Okay.
To me, it feels a lot like Toothless People.
Okay.
In concept, in terms of like, it's almost like Weird Al tried too hard to make a good hit.
Okay.
And I feel like, I feel it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, okay. I feel like
he stretched too much.
It's well done.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel like there's that like spark in it.
Yeah.
It's almost like
it wasn't inspired.
Exactly. Yes. It's not inspired.
It was forced.
It's just like, yeah, that okay.
That'll work.
Yeah, yeah. Like he spun two wheels and he's like, oh, today I'm doing Red Hot Chili Peppers and the Flintstone. I could do that.
Yeah.
And he writes it down.
He did it. He got it in there. But yeah, I agree. It seems forced. Like he's like, I got to find a way to make this fit. How can I make this? Yabba-doo. I'll do yabba-dabba-doo. That'll fit when what he's saying fast. And that even the Chili Peppers said, yeah, it seems kind of like, yeah, he could have done better.
Yeah, quote from Flea specifically said, I didn't think it was very good. I enjoy Weird Al's things, but I found it unimaginative. Agreed. It wasn't that great. Yabba Dabba Doo? I like Weird Al and everything, but you know, everyone has a hit or a miss. Except for me, of course.
Except for the very last part, I agree
classic,
with Flea.
Classic Flea.
Classic Flea, but I agree. He kind of nailed it. Like, this Weird Al is better than this song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and like it's one of those things where on paper, it makes sense.
Yeah.
The Yabba Dabba Doo does sort of work in the same way that we've talked about previous songs where scatting has been like Grapefruit Diet.
Yep.
He does great stuff with the weird noises that they do there and making them into real words.
Right.
Or even the last song we just did, Nirvana.
Yep.
He takes Nirvana's garbledygook and turns it into stuff.
Yeah.
But in this video.
Yeah.
In this song, it's like, yeah, that works.
It does.
But it's not a surprise. Like, it's not, oh my gosh, that's amazing. It's like, yep, that works.
Yeah, it'll
technically.
Do. Yeah, I mean, this Alapalooza is with this on. It's not the greatest album. This was the big, it's supposed to be the big hit from it. This is like the lead. So this was
the lead hit from that?
Wasn't it?
Was Jurassic Park a surprise?
I don't think, yeah, it kind of was. I mean, yeah, Jurassic Park was like a big movie, but the song wasn't up. No one really, wait, not no, I mean, Don McLean was dated.
It was.
It wasn't something that was going to be like a hit with the kids. I'm sure they didn't think that video was going to be big.
Oh, interesting.
This was like the song that was kind of big around the time. It was a little late, but it was like more like fan base kind of favorite. Red Hot Chili Peppers, this song's jamming. I think this, he may have thought would be like the bigger hit of the two.
Interesting.
I mean, yeah, I think he got Jurassic Park out there just as an idea to get onto this big movie, but with a classic song.
Jurassic Park is sort of like following in the Yoda footsteps, kind of a little bit.
Well, maybe I'm wrong, but I just...
But I agree. I agree in the sense that like I could see how after Nirvana, he goes, okay, Red Hot Chili Peppers. That sounds good.
I forgot. Yeah, Jurassic Park came out first, then this one. I had that reversed in my head that this came out first, and then Jurassic Park. No, but, you're right. Yeah.
But it's just, it's weird. It's like, yeah, okay, technically that's a picture of a man, but it doesn't speak to me. You know what I mean? Like in terms of art, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're like, draw a picture of a man. Oh, yep.
Yep.
Technically you did
that.
Man.
Yeah. All right. Exactly. This song just didn't, I mean, it's good. It's funny. It's got its moments. It's not great. It's amusing. The video makes it better. Just because, like, so much material with the original video.
But the video is all about the making fun of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
Terms of, like, that's where the humor comes from.
Yes, and then just random clips of the
yeah, exactly.
Referencing what he's talking about of the Flintstones. Yeah.
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 So, yeah, it's a weird thing to talk about. Let's jump into the video.
Sure.
All right. It starts with the B-girl.
Yeah.
From No Rain.
Yep.
Her name is Heather DeLorch.
Yep.
Or Deloach?
Sure, Deloach.
Deloach,
I think.
Yeah. Why do you know that?
Because I know things.
Oh, you're weird.
I can pronounce last names. I know you can't.
Yeah, I know.
You're kryptonite.
So that, and I mean, like, I guess that's a fun reference, but it's not even a reference to their own song.
Yeah, like, it's like three like parodies in one there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like so weird. And I was actually, when the first time I heard this, I was excited that he was going to do an Under the Bridge parody. Then yeah. It switched. I'm like, oh, okay, sure.
Well, and I kind of am okay with that.
Like, yeah, because it was a very deep song.
Yeah. Like, well, no, but I'm almost, I don't know if I want it more of that specific parody.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, you're like, okay, like.
I'm just saying the first time I listened to it, I was like.
He got a boogied it. You yeah. know, he was like, yep, that's enough. Cut
End it.
Move on to the next one.
I'm just saying the first time I listened to it, I was kind of, I really liked Under the Bridge. I'm like, oh, cool. Where's he going to go with this? Interesting. Flintstones went under the bridge. Okay. Then he changed. Like, oh. All right, sure. Okay, I can see that. Why not?
Yeah. And the second, I like that he grouped them together. I think that individually, neither song would be quite as. I think
yeah.
the combo is actually slightly better than one of the two
agreed.
Individually.
Agreed. That was a good, better beginning than the beginning of actual I'll Give It Away would be.
And it would. I almost would rather had Red Hot Chili Peppers maybe had one more single, that to like do a three-bee. So you like jumped between genres, just not genres, but like.
Songs
in the same thing, in sort of the same way that like he does with like
Plumber Song.
Well, Plumber Song is a two, but he several songs he'll like even
complicated.
No, that's three
ideas.
Like there are songs that he does where he jumps from like Pancreas is sort of like multiple multiple songs all in, compressed into one. Dare to Be Stupid kind of has
Genius in France.
The feeling Genius in France.
That's like probably 10.
Kind of.
Yeah.
If you can. Like Genius in France is a little harder because
right.
all of his music sounds very similar to each other. So it's like, wait. So is this a different pair? Like,
yeah, I'm not big enough to Frank Zappa to tell you that.
Exactly. So B-Girl for no real apparent reason.
Yeah. Interesting. Pop culture reference.
Exactly. It feels a little of its time in a way that, Weird Al doesn't usually do.
Right.
So, yeah. I really like John with the bones playing the drum and the big hat from whatever.
Water Buffalo
guys. Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah.
I like when he runs at the camera, but that's a direct reference to
the original.
I think Flea runs at the camera with his guitar or whatever, or bass in the thing. So you're like, oh, okay. I understand why they did that.
Yep. They cover it all.
Al's hair is real. That's his real hair in that
video. Really?
Apparently.
What?
Yeah. It's just braided and stuff. Yeah.
Interesting. That must have been a lot of work.
He said he's got a real sensitive scalp.
Okay.
I like the reverse part.
Yeah.
But that's in the original video too. So it's like, it's
all the cool stuff is from the original.
Exactly. Like that ribbon.
Yeah.
Is an awesome effect.
Yeah.
Because it starts looking like it's pulling you instead of the other way when you play it backwards, and that's really cool. But he doesn't find a way to make a joke about it. He just does it,
right?
And it's like, well, no, you need to. There needs to be more in it, and it's almost like too. It's almost too much like the original in that moment. You kind of want a couple more,
right?
The weird up the pants angle kind of thing. Which is awkward.
But I'm glad he only does it once.
Yeah, he only does it once.
Yeah, the real video.
Then he covers it and it looks really awkward, but then you watch the real video and you're like, oh, actually, it's nowhere near as awkward as the real video.
Yeah, which he does it over and over and over again in the real video. Yeah. Okay, put the crotch shot
away.
Well,
one time he has pants on when he does it in the video.
Yeah,
a couple of times. And then a couple of times he doesn't. Yeah.
Well, there's underwear, but to be clear, because you haven't seen the video.
I like that he has the swirl in his video, Al's video, he's got. Like the swirly hat. But in the real video, the guy's hair is braided like that. And you're like, that's a little weird. I like Steve J's mohawk more because Flea's mohawk is kind of like is like shaved. So it looks sort of like.
Isn't it chemo with the mohawk?
Oh, is it chemo with the
mohawk?
The chemo has
the guitar player. Yeah.
Has the actual mohawk and it's awesome.
Yeah.
So I really like that. The guy with horns on his head in the original video, I think John has him in this video, and then they're playing Ring Toss.
Yeah.
And that's really cool because that's one of those things where that shot in the original video is almost the same without the rings.
Yeah.
And you're like, why is that guy like leaning into the frame in a weird way? Like, was he supposed to have like Minotaur legs and they just forgot him or something? So like,
who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. The original video is very bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dick Van Patten shows up again. Yay. Dick.
That's great.
Split screen major. So in the split screen section, he has a majorette. He has his aunt Dot jump out.
Oh, yeah.
He has a sumo wrestler and
a poodle.
Bird and a poodle.
Yep.
Along with Patton.
Yep.
So that's a lot of fun. I read at least one place that it was taken. It was filmed in the same area, but I couldn't back justify that.
Sure.
But
some desert.
It makes sense. Yeah, some desert. Yeah, exactly. So the question is, okay. But yeah, I mean, like, there's at one point there are hula hoops.
Yeah.
There's a weird Mickey hat in one of the Mickey Mouse. In the shadows, like where they're backlit. Lots of cool stuff.
Yeah.
And he tries a little bit, but it's not jokes in a way that like
is kind of joke. I mean, he adds as much visual jokes, gags as he can to the weird stuff that they're already doing. So it's just, it's hard to do because, like I said, the original was so bizarre. I remember watching it, like, these, it looks like they're on acid while they're doing this video. It's like so bizarre, and like, it's like Burning Man on this video. It's like, what are they doing?
It was originally directed by like a French fashion designer or fashion movie guy or something like that. Yeah. It was very strange.
Yeah, so he did what he could with the material he had, and he wanted to make it as close as possible, which he did. There's a lot of gags. I appreciate what they did with it. So, you know.
The video for Under the Bridge starts off the same way this video does.
With the B-girl?
No, not with the B-girl, but the guy who kicks the B-girl out, like same outfit kind of thing. And then he shows Los Angeles underneath him in the same way that they showed the drawing of Bedrock. So that's kind of cool. But then that video goes into Anthony Kiedis just sort of walking downtown, which is really awkward because he has his shirt on. And it's really weird to see Anthony. No, he has a shirt on.
He has a shirt on at the beginning of the video?
In the when he's walking down through the town, he has a shirt on. And you're just like, I don't think I've ever seen Anthony carry his
shirt. I didn't know he owned a shirt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's very weird. Yeah. It's very awkward.
Yeah, whatever.
It's almost like Happy. You know what I mean? Like where
he's just bouncing around.
But no, like not the really. Video Happy. Like, yes. Like he's just talking to people and stuff. Right. And you're just like, okay, you're a weird dude.
Yeah.
You're very weird dude. When you have clothes on, you're even weirder. Oh, God. It's very strange.
If I had a nickel for every time I heard that.
Yeah. With your clothes on. Yes. You're a weird dude. Yes. In performances, sometimes Al wears a clown suit at one point that's very similar to one that Anthony Kiedis wears sometimes for some reason.
Sure.
I don't understand.
Why not?
I don't understand.
At least he's not wearing the socks.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Good thing.
The movie came out in 1994. It starred John Goodman and Rick Moranis.
It did.
The B-52s were in it.
Yes, they
were. They did the theme song.
Yep.
And you know what they were called in the movie? The BC-52s.
Oh, yeah.
Because you always got to get a rock name.
Gotcha.
I only mention that because B-52s is another band that Weird Al has.
Yeah, style parody.
Style parody. Yep. So that's cool.
And a polka, too.
Yeah, yeah. And then Mel Blanc does the voice of Dino in the movie.
Yeah.
But that's all like archive footage or archive audio.
Yeah.
In the original, he played both Dino and Barney for most of the show.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was Barney.
Yeah. Huh. He was Barney for everything except for a couple episodes in the second season because he had gotten into a car accident and so couldn't do them.
Oh, okay.
And in fact, after the car accident, the voice of Barney changes significantly, even with Mel doing it, it's still different because he couldn't get back to the place that he had originally. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Weird little things I tell about. Okay. The Flintstones itself. We said that, Al watched 100 episodes. There are 166 total episodes of the Flintstones.
Wow.
It was on from 1960 to 1966. And here's an interesting thing. I mean, you probably know this, but some of the kids out there won't. It was a primetime animated show. It was
the first one, I think.
It was like, it's like The Simpsons almost. Yeah. Like it's an animated show for adults on primetime. It's just, it was such a crazy concept back then that it's really interesting that it even got made. So that's really cool.
Very true.
It's also based on The Honeymooners.
Yep. Aha, even the voices.
Well, that's obvious.
That's obvious. Yeah. Barney and Fred were basically,
same voice. And the guy who did Fred was doing an impression
of Jackie Gleason. Oh, yeah,
so,
obviously. Yeah.
So that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Want to talk lyrics?
Sure.
Okay. What's your favorite?
Favorite lyric, Barney Rubble laughing like a hyena. Barney Rubble, what a little weena. Where's Wilma? Anybody seen her? Got a baby elephant vacuum cleaner. Don't know why I did B-52s.
Why is the B-52s? Yeah.
It would have been better if it was B-52s. Whee! Yeah, that's my favorite lyric. I like that. Barney Rubble.
I see some faded stone on the side of the road. I say, lift it up with my...
Dinosaur! Yeah, there you go.
Dinosaur, baby.
I just like the way they say Barney Rubble. What a little wiener.
Yeah, yeah. For me, it's the yabba dabba doo dabba doo now. Yabba, like
you said, that was unimaginative, and you didn't like it. Yeah, how's that your favorite lyric?
Yeah. Okay. You know, well,
you just contradicted yourself.
I did. Well, I don't like any of the lyrics. I mean, they're okay, but there's nothing in here. I guess the one that makes me chuckle the most is "Made from Brontosaurus, baby, not moo cow."
There you go. That's better.
And the previous song has a line about
there you go. That's cows, much better.
So there you go. I mean, like it is
what it is.
It makes sense for what it is, but it just
didn't work for some reason.
Too easy or something, maybe? I don't know.
He's better than this. Like what Flea said, he's better than this song. He could have done better.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah.
Ratings?
Okay.
2.
Yeah, that's me, 2.
Yep.
Two.
All right. Well, doing 2.
2-2. There we go. There goes the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That was Bedrock Anthem.
Yep. We can be called at the weird line at 302-72 weird. 302? I mean, our voicemail could be called, but 302-72 weird.
That's it. I talked over you the first time. Okay. Sorry.
People know this by now.
Of course.
You can find us on Instagram and Facebook and MySpace. We're all Yankovics. Just check us out.
Yep.
And thank you very much. If you listen to us on iTunes, rate and review us. And if you review us and say something weird, we might actually put it on the podcast.
We might.
So let us know.
All right.
All right. So until then, thank you very much.
And bye-bye.
Bye. Where's Wilma? Anybody seeing her? Got a baby elephant back.